Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Happy Trillville Thursday
to you.
Yeah,
man. Trillville.
Thanks for being with us.
Trillville.
25 minutes from now, a big fan of Trillville himself, Mike Conti, join us. Talk a little Hawks, talk a little Atlanta United as well. Brian's segment coming up at 12:40. And we'll get to the most important audio in the world in just a minute, too. Couple things to mention. First off, congratulations to Ryan Dollar from Norcross.
Yeah, man, Ryan. Yeah, man. If you go on, bro, I might fall through then, man.
He won the Brad Paisley tickets.
Yeah,
he was calling
him.
Now, Ryan is the host of the Fish and Grits podcast that you and I have both appeared on.
Yes, we have.
Now, is that a conflict of interest? Like,
what you mean?
It's not a family member, I guess, but.
I mean, you know, Now, I think they cool. But, yeah, he going, I might fall through that thing, man. You know what I mean? Let me check with the wife again.
You said you're out of town.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what we are doing tonight, Bunk. I'm finally going to do the dueling pianos thing tonight.
Oh,
finally going to get, we're finally going to go tonight. Even though I forgot, she just reminded me. Don't forget. Oh, Miss Jody James, our girl, she found the Randy song. And Fred B. found a Wendy song by the Beach Boys. So we just got to find an Andy and a Brian song.
Well, here's the thing. I don't think it's going to be hard to find an Andy or a Brian song.
Why?
Because the guy that did the Randy song is the same guy that did the Shane song.
Oh, is he?
Like, it's the exact same
thing. So he did the Randy song? So he... Wow.
Yeah. Like, it's possible that he just does...
Names.
In fact, it says on the YouTube video, the guy who sings your name over and over. Like, well, that's the thing that he does.
I like it.
Okay, good. Because I didn't know if that was going to, like, undermine the fun of the Shane song.
I'm just curious, the Shane song. Does he do Keisha? Keisha, Keisha. Or do he, like, Roderick.
I don't know what names he's got on here. But, I mean, why not? If you're doing...
Pookie.
You got to, you know, get everybody involved if you're going to be singing people's names. The Wendy song is actually a good song, like by the Beach Boys. That was a song that was on the radio back in the day. Yeah, I think that's good. Got all those things checked off the list. Let's get to the most important audio in the world, brought to you by Jersey Mike's BS Up Above. Here's the first clip we're going to play. And this is an example of what happens when the Hawks are both on ESPN and on Bally's. Because I know you said you watched the game on ESPN last night, Randy. National TV game for the Hawks. I was watching it on Bally's. This is the Trae Young behind-the-back baseline pass that was just unbelievable to Tony Snell in the corner. Hit a three. Called two different ways.
Doop-doop. Inside Trae. Into that. Oh, look at the behind-the-back that... Snell, and he's got the three. How about that pass?
From a traditional center.
It's brand new because night in and night out, they're not asked to defend post players. And Snell knocks down the long ball.
A little bit of a different vibe to the ESPN call.
But the greatest thing was when John Collins hit the bang, and then I'm sure at the same time, no doubt about it, that Steve Holman did at the same time.
Sure.
Bang!
I'm sure he did.
I love it. I love it, man. But yeah, Mark them. They just, you know, they sounded like their feet hurt.
They did. I did. I flipped over a couple times because I was, you know, I like to check it out, but I prefer the local broadcast. Or you listen to Steve and Mike, obviously, and if you're listening on the radio or you're in your car or whatever. I prefer the local broadcast because you're going to get more info that way. Like very specific statistical info about the team that you care about. And the funny thing for me with that sort of example that we just used is, and maybe people just want to complain, and that's fine. Because at the beginning of the year, everyone complains that there was not enough national TV games. And then there are national TV games, and then people complain that the national broadcasters are too biased towards the other team. It's like, well, okay. If you're going to have national TV games, the broadcast is going to sound a little different. Like, it's not going to just be a straight Hawks Homer broadcast like you're going to get from the local one.
Like, could you imagine, Dominique? Man, what the hell is they doing?
Yeah. Well, the funny thing about Dominique is he will do that about the other guys.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
what the hell kind of pass was that?
I love what he does. What was Russ thinking on that one?
Yeah, but then, you know, John Collins throws the ball out of bounds, and he's like, well, John, you know, I probably just saw something that wasn't there. All right, fair enough. I get it. We're all on the same page on how this thing works. But, yeah, that was just a funny little example of that play from last night. Let's hear the biggest play of the game last night, as it was called, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
44 seconds to go. Westbrook using some time out there. Now Bertans. Bertans gets it back out to Westbrook. Westbrook with seven. Westbrook driving into the lane again. Puts it up and got it blocked by Clint Capella. Here comes Trae Young. Trae coming back. Trae in the middle. Trae gets it over to John Collins. Three-pointer Johnny Collins. Bang! And the Hawks have taken the lead. 117-116. Johnny Collins knocks down the three. And the Hawks lead by a point with 24.4 to go.
And of course, I love when Steve does it. He's the best banger.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
No question about that.
Oh, God.
Steve is a... If you're going to power rank bangers, Steve's number
one. Steve's number one, yeah.
Mike Green, close second. After that, I don't know. I mean, there's other bangers. AC/DC, the headbanger. I don't know. That was the biggest play of the night last night. Biggest shot of John Collins' career talked about after the game. And the reason for that is because John Collins hadn't been in a lot of big games in his career so far. And to be able to hit that three and clinch the comeback and clinch the win for the Hawks in a game that officially sends them to the playoffs is all very exciting. I mean, look at that whole play and the way that it transpires. There's so much in it that tells you the story of where the Hawks are right now and just kind of the way that the NBA works. So Collins hits the three, right? That biggest shot of his career, Hawks clinch a playoff spot. Collins, longest tenured Hawk, only guy that's been here for the whole thing, these four seasons of losing and rebuilding and tanking and all that. Clint Capella makes the block on Russell Westbrook. The only reason Clint Capella plays for the Hawks in the first place is because the Rockets decided to give up on big men because they had Russell Westbrook and they went small.
Right.
So Russell Westbrook in Houston is a large part of how Clint Capella ends up in Atlanta anyway.
Damn, man.
And then Russell Westbrook is in... No, really, though. Seriously, no. Stop. Russell Westbrook is in Washington because Houston got it wrong.
Right.
Like, they were wrong about it, and now he's someplace else. Like, it's just crazy how all the little tentacles and storylines of the NBA works out. How easy it is to get it wrong. And how cool it is that the Hawks are where they are after a three-year rebuild because they got a lot of it right.
Hey, man, they have done an excellent job. I'm talking about Travis Schlenk. And yeah, I mean, some of the moves you're like, But I just like when Dukes and Bell coined the phrase, trust in the Schlenk. I mean, because he hasn't shown us anything that, like, damn, I can't believe he did that. It's worked so far. I mean, other than you're going to get to the head coach hire and all that. That's no longer, you know. But, I mean, just the fact is that you brought these players in and – I didn't know. I promise you, Andy. When free agency was coming, when they had free agency and they're signing Bogdanovich and Gallinari, I promise you, I'm like, huh? No lie. I would never sit up in front like I did. Like I was like, okay, well, yeah, maybe Denver Gallinari or somebody. But this guy, I mean, but I never ever thought at all. And the way that they have come out and fit like a glove in this rotation has been just one thing where you look at Travis. I didn't know what Clint Capella was going to be. I knew what he did in Houston. I didn't think he was this good that he has been here in Atlanta. I did not. I promise.
I did not. I didn't know he was this good.
Yeah.
That's for sure. I mean, the move was brilliant. Even at the time, it was like, all right, even if it doesn't work out, great. You traded a draft pick and Evan Turner and his expiring contract for Clint Capella. Like, that's taking advantage of a situation. And the situation was that the Rockets were getting rid of big men because they were trying to go small. Like, that's what all of this is, though. Like, is what I'm saying is, like, you got to get it right in losing games on purpose, which is a part of it, and what a lot of fans sat through over the last few seasons of just bad basketball and bad lineups and knowing that a lot of the guys that you were watching weren't going to be around and trying to sift through all of that and be like, all right, so I'm watching Trey and I'm watching John Collins and I'm watching Kevin Herter, and who knows, maybe somebody else might be here, but probably not. And knowing that it's just going to be a long deal, because that's the thing that they don't talk a lot about when they talk about rebuilds, and they talk, well, just tear it down and rebuild. It's so dismissive and flippant, as if rebuilds don't take years, and as if fans don't have to sit through 300 basketball games, most of which are terrible basketball games, in order for your team to get to this point. Like, that's what sucks about rebuilds, is everybody talks about them as if they're just this easy, foolproof plan that always works and it's going to happen quickly. They take a long time and they suck. So it's really nice to be on the other. It's true.
And you're absolutely correct.
And they suck. And that's what's so great about being on the other side of it. Here's Trae Young talking about finally being on the other side of it.
The process is different. I mean, for me, and as a fan of this game, looking at it from afar, I mean, you don't necessarily get to see those years of those teams that are going through rebuilding stages. And you don't know the behind the scenes of when you lose. And I mean, the emotion behind losing and not getting to experience the best part in the postseason. It's definitely tough. And so for me, just knowing how hard it is to get to this position and having to really literally build our team to get to this position, it makes it that much more gratifying that we're here, but not satisfied for sure though.
That's all, I mean, yeah. I mean, he is I know John was the first one, Andy, of the rebuild, but Trey's the focus of it.
Yes.
You know, and so when you look at being the focus of this rebuild, Andy, and you see some of that work, because Trey had to suffer too, because he gets a lot of the blame, because he is the best player. He is the face of the franchise.
So he gets more blame than anybody.
He gets more blame than anybody, you know, and so that's a responsibility that he puts on his shoulders every time when he goes out there. And so I know it's extra special for him, but I don't know Trey personally. We've had him on the show a couple times. I do know that he ain't just satisfied with just getting to the playoffs. Like, oh, it was a great season. We got to the playoffs. Look, they want to win. You don't just get to the playoffs and be like, ooh, man, that was a good damn season. No, I want to win while I'm here.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the next part of it. The rebuilding is over. The building continues.
The building's continues,
right?
Yes.
So you get to the playoffs this year. Whatever you do in the playoffs, next year you do more.
Right.
And the year after that, you do more. As soon as you start going the other direction, that's when the building and the rebuilding and all of that looks like maybe it's not working. Right now, it's working. And hopefully when they get into wherever they end up, whatever seed they get, whoever they end up playing, you win that series. I mean, you talk about taking advantage of the situation. That's what you have to do now. Now, as for Trey, you're right. The rebuild is focused on getting those guys. Like, John Collins has been a very nice part of this. The John Collins pick, I don't know if you can call it lucky. It's a really, really smart pick by Schlenk.
It was, because we didn't.
But
like,
that wasn't a part of it. Like, that was the pick they got the last time they went to the playoffs.
Exactly. So you're like, okay, well, and because you look at basketball, I mean, 19. It was 19, right?
Right.
Yeah, you're like, oh, 19, whatever.
Yeah.
And then, we didn't know a lot about John. I always remember the first thing I noticed about John Collins, he wore them little ass shorts. But then, you know, but I mean, that was his thing, you know.
Yeah,
and then
you
find, yeah, he still does. You find out about his lovely mother being a military brat. And you're like, this dude, and then he can play. Then he can play. And so as this team moves forward, I do not know it. And me and you do not know what the future holds for John Collins here in Atlanta. But I mean, why even think about it right now? Because they can't do nothing about it right now.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah.
Like, they can't give him no money right now.
I'm not going to worry about it now, for sure. Like, and what John can't either, but do more like you did last night, just going to make it harder on him. You make your case every single time you go out there and have a game like he had last night, and I hope he continues to do that. The harder the decision is for the Hawks, the better. That means John Collins played better, and maybe they went further in the playoffs. As for Trey, he was able to buck one of the narratives that he's just a stat getter with no wins. Well, not true. They're the fourth best winning percentage since March 1st, and they're going to the playoffs potentially as a top four seed. Now, there's going to be other narratives that pop up. He's a foul monger and all that kind of. Okay, well, keep winning. People will stop with all that nonsense. Now, there'll be new nonsense as we know. Like, we talked about it with Russell Westbrook earlier this week. He's one of the best players of his generation. He's going to the Hall of Fame.
Right.
He's got haters. I mean, people nitpick. That's what that comes with the territory. Congratulations to the Hawks. It's awesome that they're going to the playoffs.
Yes,
we'll talk to Mike Conti more about it coming up in 10 minutes. Let's get to some of what the Braves did last night. Here's Brian Snitker on Max Fried.
Really good. Yeah, really, really good. He had to work a little bit in that last inning, but no, it was good. I mean, that's, you know, back-to-back like that. It's really a good sign, and I'm sure he feels really good about it also.
Yeah, it was good, man. It's all around good. And he's right. Max Fried was really solid last night. Gave up one run in six innings, was able to throw more pitches than he did his first start back from the IL. And these last two starts have looked like Max Fried. He didn't look like Max Fried before he got hurt. So that's vital. It's even more so when you get the other news of yesterday, which is that that Mike Soroka is having a setback. We don't know how bad the setback is going to be, but we do know that he's got to go see the surgeon that performed his Achilles surgery and get an exploratory procedure done to see what's going on and causing discomfort with that same Achilles. It's bad. That's bad news.
Don't like it. Feel bad for Mike. I know how bad. But just like Ty Jones, we need to put him into Chris Dunn. As far as we don't know when he'll be back. You know what? And we can't talk unless there's updates. There's no reason to keep Mike Soroka be back here.
Yeah.
We'll get an update next week. Yeah, and so I just feel bad for Mike. I know how, you know, him coming off that Achilles, how hard he worked, and how optimistic we were, kind of, me and you. More people, I think people were more optimistic than us than him playing this year as early as some people thought he would. But, yeah, it just sucks. It does, man.
Yeah.
It does. Oh, there it is. Okay, got the Braves game on. Now, tell me this. How do you take off work, go to an afternoon ball game, or you play hooky?
That's a great question. Hooky's scary. You might get seen on TV.
That's the thing about it, dog. You get seen on TV. Your ass will be in the bed sick.
It depends on who you lied to. If your boss sees you on TV, I don't know, maybe you just got to come in the office and talk. If you lie to your wife and she sees you on TV,
ooh, that's even worse. What another woman?
Depends on who you're with, because that you see that, like, sometimes the kiss cam will go to somebody and the dude's like,
"Oh yeah, you know, you know,
supposed
you
to be on
know,
camera right now.
You know he ain't got no business with her when he don't kiss her." All right, you know it. I mean, unless it's a sister,
you
but
can
you
tell
kiss sister on the cheek.
Yeah, there's like, oh, this is my sister, I'm not going to kiss her, and this is my side chick, I'm not supposed to be seen with her.
Yeah, man,
you don't want
that. Yeah, y'all had tickets for February 15th. Yeah.
All right, Mike Conti is going to join us next. We'll talk plenty of Atlanta Hawks with him. He's a guy who's been there for a lot of those rebuilding games. That's for sure. Conti joins us next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Right. 20 minutes away from Brian Gebhardt's segment, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy. That music means only one thing. I guess it means multiple things, but on this show it means only one thing. Thursdays at 12:20, Mike Conti joins the show on the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. And I have to imagine after last night's game, Mike Conti finds himself in a pretty good mood. How are you, Mike?
Yeah, man.
Man, I'm just trying to figure out, was that Cisco or was that Randy?
Randy's
the
really
chopped
good.
And screwed version of the thong song.
Hey, Mike, I'm just trying to get an ad lib on somebody's song. Yeah.
I think they call that freestyling, don't they? Not ad lib, it's freestyling.
Wow, an R&B freestyle is something you don't hear a lot of.
I like to hear Randy McMichael go
off the top of his head on an R&B song. That's a good idea.
I was going to say, if anyone among the three of us has flow, it would be Randy.
It is me.
So I think he could probably pull it off the best.
Is that correct?
It is I
feel slept on that comment. That's right. Hey, Mike, how fitting do you feel like it was that John Collins hit that three to seal the win last night?
I heard what you said earlier, and I didn't really think of it until you put it in that context, and I love it because John Collins has been here since the tank started, really. The 2017-18 season had to go through some very, very lean years. And I thought it was really cool how that play materialized. The three guys who touched the ball, Clint Capela, Trey Young, and John Collins, really the Hawks' big three this year. The three who have been around the most as far as number of games played this year. I don't want to diminish what Bogdanovich has done. I certainly don't want to diminish what Herter and you know, Hunter has done and the rotational guys, they've all been great. But that's really the Hawks' big three. And for John Collins to hit the go-ahead three, to put them into the postseason, put them into the top six, it did feel very symbolic. It probably didn't register with me last night, but hearing you talk about it today, you're spot on. And, you know, I tweeted it earlier. John's last three games have been outstanding.
Yes.
He's been phenomenal these last three games. And I think John was getting a little bit of unfair, I don't know if criticism's the right word, but people were bringing up his stats and trying to make a referendum for, hey, you know, maybe John's not a max player if you look at how he's played since he sprained his ankle. Well, I don't know. I mean, 24.7 rebounds, 61% from the floor, 46% from three, nearly two blocks per game over his last three, game-winning shot last night. Max players make those kinds of shots, don't they?
Yeah.
So I thought that was really, really strong night for John Collins and a really good continuation of what he started to put together last Thursday at Indiana.
Hey, Mike, could you lay out the scenarios for us? I know the Hawks need to win both of these games, but what are some other things that need to go on in order for them to get that four slot?
And they might not need to win both these games. They probably will, but they might not need to. So, essentially, you're going to need one of two things to happen. You're going to need the Knicks to lose a game, or you're going to need the Hawks, the Knicks, and the Heat to all win out. If the Hawks, Knicks, and Heat all win out, they all have the same record. And some people are wondering, well, now, wait a minute, the Knicks have the tiebreaker on the Hawks, and that's true. But in a three-way tie, the first tiebreaker is who's the division champion, and that would be the Atlanta Hawks. So if the Hawks win tonight and Miami loses tonight to Orlando, the Hawks have won the Southeast Division, and that takes care of that tiebreaker. But let's assume for a moment that the Heat lose tonight. They're playing Philadelphia, and now the Hawks have won both of their remaining games. Then you're going to need the Knicks to lose at least once to get the four seed. It's still possible. Knicks finish out with the Spurs, the Hornets, and the Celtics all at home. The Hawks obviously have two very easy games to end the season, so it's possible, but they aren't quite there yet. They need some additional help.
I don't know. I don't think anybody's better at doing that kind of stuff than Mike. I love it when he starts spelling out the scenarios. It's kind of hilarious that they win a three-way tiebreaker over the Knicks, but not a two-way tiebreaker over the Knicks. I understand it now, thanks to you. I know you were tweeting about Travis Schlenk as well, and I think he gets and deserves a lot of credit for what has been done this year. When you look at all the little moves that he's made, big ones and little ones, is there one that stands out to you and you just think to yourself, maybe it's the most impressive?
Yes, and that was firing Lloyd Pierce on February 28th because that saved the season. And it was a move that was controversial at the time and not very well received by some, especially in the national media. But that move saved the season. Nate McMillan is, I tweeted it last night. Let me look it up really quick. 27-11 or 27-12 in games where he's been the head coach.
Yes.
When Nate McMillan took over as the interim head coach of this team, the Hawks were 14-20 and 11th in the East, not even in position to get a play-in berth. And what happens? They turn around. They go 15 games 500 in that span since Nate has taken over as the full-time interim head coach. Look, what Travis did bringing in Bogdanovich was a very savvy move, but Nate McMillan really made it work for Bogdanovich. If you look at Bogey's numbers, again, sorry for using the nickname, but at this point of the season, I think I'm clear to do it now.
Yeah, we're good.
I think I'm good. Look, Bogey before March 1st, Bogey after March 1st, the numbers are completely different. Nate has got to have a role in that, even if it's a very small one, right?
Yep.
I think moving Kevin Huerter to small forward and putting him in the starting lineup, and Kevin's been a little bit streaky offensively, but defensively I think he's been very good. That was Nate McMillan. Capella has been a tremendous difference maker for this team. Thank goodness that Travis was able to basically rob the Houston Rockets and get Clint Capella, someone who leads the league in rebounds and is among the league leaders in blocks. And look, last night is a perfect example, guys. The Hawks got seven consecutive defensive stops to end the game. That does not happen without Clint Capella. And his block on Russell Westbrook that triggered the go-ahead three by John Collins, in my opinion, was the game-winning play. So, you know, finding a way to get Capella in here and then making the coaching change, That's why the Hawks are where they are right now, and Travis made both of those moves.
And Mike, another name, and you called him in the big three, and I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, the most support player in the organization as far as Trae Young. His maturation as far as since Nate's been in, he isn't having those big games like he had last night, but they're still winning because it seems like he's getting his teammates more involved.
Yeah, and I think there's been a narrative put out there that Trae is sacrificing his points to help his teammates, and I'm not exactly sure I agree with that. I mean, Trae's scoring numbers are down a little bit, but I don't necessarily think that Trae is, like, sacrificing opportunities to score to involve his teammates. I think one thing that has occurred is that Trae's getting more open looks right now. Sorry for the distraction. I see Acuna just homered to begin the game at Truist. But, yeah, sorry about that.
Your TV's faster than mine.
I know. I saw
it. Oh, it is? Oh, try to act surprised. He's got a great home run trot today, too. Try to act surprised.
Hey,
but
there it goes.
There it goes. Here's my thing with Trae, guys. And again, I don't want to, like, push back on the notion that he's sacrificing his offense for the good of his teammates. The one thing that I think Trae has done a remarkable job of is detect when he does not have it going from the three-point line and concede that it is okay to take 10 floaters in a row if that's what's going to get you going. Mm-hmm. He did that in the third quarter last night. Could not buy a three-pointer in the first half of that game last night. Decided to settle for floaters, which were, you know, spot on accurate, and get to the foul line. Trae is 61 for 62 from the foul line since coming back from his injury. So that, I think, has been the difference with Trae. It's not necessarily, oh, he's passing more, he's giving up points. I think it's Trae being less inclined to just keep pressing from the three-point line and be willing to accept the fact that sometimes 2 points is better than zero on a possession.
Yeah. He's taking what the defense is giving him, and I think that maybe the influence of Nate McMillan has helped quite a bit there. Obviously, we're all looking and hoping for DeAndre Hunter and hoping that he can be a part of what's going to happen in the playoffs. What do you think is reasonable to hope for DeAndre Hunter?
Yeah, really good question, and I think these next two games are going to be very important. We know he's going to play tonight. That's been the plan all along, apparently, was that DeAndre would not play last night so he could play on the second half of a back-to-back. Sunday is going to be really interesting because the Hawks are going to play after the Knicks game is over, so it is possible that Nate McMillan will know by the time tip-off comes on Sunday evening if the Hawks need any kind of result to get a fourth seed, and if they don't, I wonder if maybe he would try to rest some guys. My expectation, Andy, is that DeAndre Hunter will be coming off the bench at least initially in the playoffs. I don't know how you can just throw him right into the starting lineup when he's played only three games since his injury, all on minutes restrictions, all out of the second unit. I'm not saying that couldn't change as the postseason goes on. My guess is, though, he would start the postseason in the second unit.
Mike, when it comes down to it, as far as you know, their success and all those things, what's the one thing? I know you said firing Lori Pierce, but I'm talking about from a player perspective that has gotten them to the point where they are right now.
Defense. I think you can see, again, a real intent on defense that might not have been there earlier in the season. I'll point to the seven stops again, consecutive stops to end the game last night. And it's coming from players you wouldn't necessarily expect to be your stoppers. Mm-hmm. Like Kevin Huerter, still in the top 20 in the league in total steals coming into today. Bogdanović averaging 2 steals per game over the last 2 or 3 weeks. You know, these are players that you don't necessarily expect to get much out of defensively, and they're doing it. There was a play last night, Trae Young, fouling Alex Len and preventing him from getting an uncontested layup, making Alex Len earn points from the foul line. You know, the fact that Trae Young was on Alex Len at the rim is very, very unusual, but the fact that he was strong enough to foul him and keep him from scoring, that's a big play in the game. So I think you're seeing a lot of effort things defensively and things that don't necessarily show up in box scores, deflected passes that go out of bounds and interrupt a possession. That the Hawks have done a really good job with, especially in the last month or two.
Hey, did Alex Len get a tribute video the other night?
Yes.
Are they Are they like having some fun with this now, or is this really is this really meant to honor people, or is it kind of tongue in cheek?
I don't know.
I just hope they keep.
Who's left?
Well, I mean, I'm trying to think of who's left now. I mean, are we going to get a
Evan Turner coming back?
He already got one.
Oh,
he got one. Yeah, no. DeAndre Bembry got one this year.
We just need Maggett to be invited to a game so Josh Maggett can get a tribute video.
I'm just trying to think. I mean, Andy, we used to sit around and laugh when Dennis Schroeder was the best player on this team, thinking about, wow, we're really watching Isaiah Taylor start an NBA game.
Yeah.
So maybe we're going to get an Isaiah Taylor or Justin Anderson tribute video. I'm not sure. But in defense of the Hawks and the people who are putting those videos together, I think if you've set the precedent that any returning player is going to get a tribute video, it's going to stand out when you don't do it.
Yeah. Right.
So that's kind of the trap that you get into with a guy like Alex Lynn.
I think they should do it forever. I totally think every player that played during this era should get one. Mike, we appreciate it,
Mike.
Always. Thank you so much.
All right, guys. A pleasure. Good talking to you.
Mike Conte there, obviously from the Atlanta Hawks Radio Network, as well as 92.9 The Game. You know who Mike Conte is. Joined us on the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. We'll come back. We'll get to Brian's segment. Is it going to be questions or big deal, small deal, no deal? We'll find out next together right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, Harina and Savannah, all over our East Atlanta, and Onyx is back open in the Atlanta.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. There we have it. Randy McMichael freestyling an R&B song.
Havana,
exactly Savannah, what we were asking for.
From East Atlanta.
So Onyx is back open, huh?
Oh, yeah, man. I'm back, boy. Yeah.
We take Boone to the dog boarding place right next door to
them. Why do y'all go all over there?
Because we used to live over there.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's
and
right.
And I don't know. Like, it's one of those things that you just kind of start doing and you keep
doing. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, we take him to the vet over there in Brookhaven, too, which is fine when it's like a scheduled, it's a checkup. But then when it's like, he's limping around, it looks like something's wrong with him. Should we take him to the vet? Nah, it's too far. Let him walk it off. You know what I mean? Like, we've lived in Smyrna for a couple of years now. We should probably start localizing some of the stuff that we do. But
yeah.
Anyway,
you start
going someplace, and it's hard to switch. Like, they know him over there, and he knows that place too, and he likes it. Although he doesn't like the vet because that's where he went to,
Oh, when he got him. They took his manhood.
Yeah, they got him. So maybe we should go to a different place so he can associate it with something different. Anyway, we'll get to what's trending to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Back into all the big stories from the last 24 hours. The Braves are off and running today.
Yep.
Solid start for them, which is great. Maybe they can sneak one against the Blue Jays for once. Going to let you hear some of what Darren Eales had to say to Dukes and Bell yesterday afternoon. Darren was hot, and sometimes you can tell that Darren is hot just sort of by the tone.
Yeah.
Darren flat out said, yeah, I'm hot. He just told him, I'm frustrated by this, and here's why. Regarding the Athletic article that was written earlier this week, we asked Jason Longshore about it yesterday. It's a very big talking point surrounding Atlanta United right now. Understandably, there's some pretty juicy stuff in there if it's true. So let you hear what Darren had to say about it coming up at 1:20. Randy's Ramble at 1:30. What do the people need to know?
Man, them yams. About to get you arrested.
Don't get arrested over some yams.
Arrested over some yams.
Get arrested. That's terrible. We'll get there at 1:30. The AMA at 1:40, as always. You can start getting your questions in. Solomon Brothers Diamond text line is open, 404-741-0929. We're on Twitter as well. You can tweet your questions at us, and we'll get there to end the show. Before we do any of that, though, let's get to Brian's segment.
And now, 92.9 The Game presents Big Deal, Small Deal, or No Deal with Brian Gebhardt on Andy and Randy Midday Show.
Brought to you by Piedmont Bank. Get a better banking game plan with the team at Piedmont Bank with locations across the metro. See how knowing you better serves you better. Serves you best, even. That's better than best. Visit them at piedmont.bank. Hey, Brian.
Hey, guys. So we were talking about some of these songs earlier that everybody has for their own name. Wendy decided to find one for Shane Green, since we have one for Chris Martin, which is all the Coldplay drops, or Hugh saying it was all yellow, which is my personal favorite one. But I want to play someone. You know, people were sending us the different ones that were, you know, Randy, Andy, myself. We'll get to Wendy's in a few. She's actually got a real song. But this is the Shane song we were talking about that somehow you guys approved of playing on the show on a regular basis. So this is what it sounds like for people.
Shane, Shane, Shane.
Yeah.
Shane, 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 Shane.
All right, you get the gist of that one. You know, he just kind of says the guy's name. Okay, same guy. Here we go. This is Randy's song. He mixed it up a little bit here.
Randy, Randy, Randy.
Damn it.
Randy, 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 Randy.
Yeah.
Well, there was a little bit more emphasis on the name Randy there, though, with the Y. You know?
It was like he has a friend named Randy, but he's never met anyone named Shane.
Yeah. Exactly.
He was excited about the Randy.
Yeah, he was singing to a Randy. Maybe it was even Randy McMichael. Who knows? Maybe Andy?
No.
Who knows? Who knows? You guys approved of this, so this is why we're playing him. All right, Andy.
Oh,
this
I got
is
yours. One too?
Oh, you got your one too. Real different here.
Oh.
Andy, Andy, Andy. Andy, 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 Andy.
What the hell?
What's wrong with this guy? Why did he do this?
So he did, you know, I mean, just in case, you know, you guys didn't get the gist yet, here's one for me.
Brian, Brian, Brian.
Oh, my God.
Brian, Brian, Brian.
Each video with this, too, this guy's got, like, weird selfies.
Video.
It's a weird selfies, pictures of this guy. He seems like a strange bird. So we got all those. You know, as you could tell, that's, you know, really strong musical talent there. And they all sound the exact same. And Wendy, so here's Big Deal, Small Deal, No Deal. We get all those songs. And this is what Wendy gets.
Wendy, Wendy, what went wrong? Oh, so wrong.
See, she's actually got a good song.
Well, Wendy's the woman. So
yeah, I think that's actually very appropriate.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
The woman.
Wouldn't it be weird if the Beach Boys did that song, but it was about
Randy?
Randy?
Oh, yeah. No. I mean, it was a what? Brandy, you know. No, I'm good on that. Brandy. Yeah.
I just want a song that's not that guy's song that's got my name in it. That'd be kind of fun.
I think the lead singer
of
the Beach Boys' name is Brian, if that makes you feel any better.
That makes you feel even better. That
no,
makes me
it
feel
doesn't,
better.
It doesn't at all in any way,
I'm
shape, or form.
I'm a huge Beach Boy fan.
Wait, really?
Why y'all surprised?
Please elaborate on how you became a Beach Boys fan.
I've just never heard you mention that.
No,
before.
not a once. Yeah, I've known you for quite some time.
I mean, it's just one of those songs. One of those groups. When I was a little youngin. Them songs used to come out. I just listen to them all the time. That's why I'm a big Huey Lewis fan.
Yeah,
like the biggest. Yeah, that's not enough, is it?
No, I need more on this.
I mean, I like the Beach Boys. I like their songs. I probably couldn't name one off the top of my head, but when it plays, I know it's them.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Like, I don't know a lot of the songs either, but like, oh, that's a nice song.
Yeah, that's the Beach Boys.
Yeah, the Beach Boys are on. They've got a very distinct sound.
Yeah.
I like them too.
That's all we had time for.
Wait, is
for
the
today.
Segment over?
That's it. What that's how
hell?
It works.
Sometimes you feel like we just waste time on this show.
We do. Huh. That's why it goes by so fast.
All that was brought to you by Piedmont Bank. So they're very thankful that's what their segment is paying for. I thought that was great. I thought that was really well done. We'll come back and we'll get to what's trending to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. So don't go anywhere. Final hour coming up on a Thursday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.